Hey guys, it's Megan Hino from Frenzy Lazy.
TikTok、YouTube、Insta でもたくさん配信してるからぜひチェックしてね。
Hey guys,
welcome back to our podcast this week.
How are you guys doing? I can't believe it's already July.
Dude,
like, what's going on?
Dude, 2022 is almost fucking over.
Oh my god, we're halfway through.
I
can't either. And it's also really, really hot these days.
Dude.
We are burning, although we... But, like, we work from home, so we never really go outside. So sometimes when we're like, okay, we gotta go outside.
I'm just thinking, how are people walking to schools, going to their workplace?
I know. I can't even imagine. Like, imagine wearing a suit.
Dude, that's like...
Like...
Not okay.
And, okay, I can't believe that Japan still makes people wear suits in this weather. Like, they should have, like, a no suit rule.
Yeah.
At least during the summer or something.
But... some people say that it's cool, like, they feel better in suits.
Because, better?
Like, the material.
Like, it cools them down?
Yeah.
Like, because of the shirt?
Yeah, but, like, a short sleeve shirt.
Ah, I see.
I don't know about the pants and the belts.
Yeah, they should be able to wear, like, shorts.
Yeah.
With, like, flip-flops or something.
True.
Because how is that going to affect their, like, work condition?
Don't know. It's just really hot these days. Feels like we're in a sauna.
I know, but I'm not complaining because I also hate the cold. But
it's just, I don't know. Can there be an in between?
I know, it's just too hot, right?
Yeah.
Like, I like hot, but like, this is too much. Like, we're not in a freaking microwave. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I want the length of autumn and spring to be as equal as summer and winter.
I know, it's like, it's almost like 1 week,
right? Not even a week, like 2 days.
Anyway, so we wanted to do something fun this week.
Yeah.
And this thing is, like, trending on TikTok. I saw it a couple of times where, like, they basically do, like, a thing with their friend or something. And they're, like, they ask each other questions.
Yeah.
So, for example, they would be, like, he's a 10, but... Mm. And then...
So, as in, like, he's perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
He has everything. A person would be looking for a man.
Yeah,
for
yeah.
in a man. But...
But...
There's a but.
They'll be, like, but he has a really high voice.
Oh my god. Oh my god, I can't.
Can you imagine? You're like, oh my god, there's a really, really hot guy at the club. And then you go and talk to him and he's like, hey!
Oh my god. Oh my god.
But like, that's like unfixable, you know?
Yeah, I know it's not his fault. But it's like, I have an expectation.
Yeah, yeah. Because like, he's like really cool and sexy.
Yeah, yeah.
And like really tall and he's perfect. And then he's like,
hey.
It's like higher than that's you.
Dude, I can't. That's like a...
It's like, please stop talking. Just stay still.
True. Just shut up. It's so mean. It's so mean, but I can't.
Yeah. But anyway, this thing is trending on TikTok and I thought it was funny. So we thought that we would like ask each other questions and like just like go through it.
Yeah, okay. Okay, let's see if I can come up with one.
Okay.
He's a 10.
Yeah.
Let's say you're dating him already.
Okay.
And he is a perfect boyfriend to you.
Yeah.
He's got the looks, the yeah. personality, everything.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
He watches porn twice a day.
It's quite funny.
It's like his routine.
Huh.
It doesn't matter if you have sex with him that day or not.
He just has to do it.
He just has to watch it.
That's fine.
That's fine?
Yeah, that's fine.
But like, okay, let's say you guys are like in a, like you guys are talking and you guys like feel comfortable and you're like, okay, let's go to bed. But he's like, oh wait, I have to watch today's porn. I'll
be really angry.
And not, he doesn't do this like once in a while. He does this every day.
Yeah, that's really annoying.
Hey.
I don't know. I feel like I would be okay with it at first because I don't want to like restrict him or anything.
Yeah.
And like I have nothing against him watching it.
Yeah.
But like if like, he like gets out of his way, like, oh, I can't hang out with you tonight because
I have to watch the one I'm watching tonight is like 3 hours long. Sorry.
Oh my god. What kind of movie? It's longer than a film.
It's like he has no sexual intentions in watching them. Maybe he does, but like I don't know. It's like embedded in him.
Oh my god.
Like part of his system. It's like funny at first, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's his routine.
Like if it starts like if he's doing his own thing, that's fine.
Yeah.
But if it like starts to affect my routine or like my life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if we have to, like, if we had plans to hang out and, like, that's canceled. Yeah, like, that kind of thing. That would, like,
not. Like, maybe he has, like, a karma. Like, if I don't watch porn, then everything in his life is going to go wrong. Like, he got a really good business proposal. He got a really good, like, job offering because he kept his routine or some shit. That's
BS. Okay, my turn.
Okay, fine.
He's a 10, but he still lives with his parents.
Okay, how old is he?
30.
Oh my god. No!
It's like, what, you guys at the club? Ah. You guys are like, ooh, want to go back to mine? But then he's like, oh, but you can come, but I think my mom's sleeping, so we have to be quiet.
Dude, I would be fucking pissed. What the fuck?
Are you okay with that?
No.
Even when he's like at 10?
No. Because that proves something. That no, it's like more of the fact that he's okay with himself doing that,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, he doesn't... I feel like he lacks in responsibility. Especially if I just met him at a club.
Yeah.
Because I don't know him that well, I would think of so many other things that aligns with him living with his parents. For example, he probably can't cook. He probably doesn't do his laundries. He probably asks mom for whatever. Like, I would think of those things. So,
yeah,
that's a no.
Huge turn off. Yeah, no for me too.
Okay, so he's a 10.
Okay.
But this is like really specific, but he needs to use every last bit of everything. So for example, toothpaste.
Yeah, yeah.
He has to buy one of those like squeezers it like squeezes the toothpaste
That's
all the way out.
So annoying.
Or like, let's say you find like you buy like a canned tomato.
Yeah.
Like, he has to like use every bit of the tomato in the can. Like, he cannot waste any bit of everything.
That's so annoying. But like, I feel like that's something that you wouldn't realize at first, maybe. Mm,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is scary.
It's like once you start dating them, you see. So for example, like shampoo.
Yeah.
You use up the bottle, but he puts in a little bit of water, shakes it, and then use it up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's not bad.
Yeah, yeah.
It just like, are you gonna do that with everything?
Yeah. I would say I would be maybe okay with it at first.
Like adults, like moms would respect him for doing that at such a young age.
Mm.
But like, that could also mean that like, if I were to waste something, he would like make me pay for that. Or like, I don't know, but like, I would imagine those things. Hell no,
that would be really annoying though. I don't think I could live with him.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
He's gonna be so annoying. Yeah. He's gonna make me use everything.
Maybe he's just a fling.
Yeah.
He's a 10, but you make more money than him.
Okay.
By a lot.
By a lot.
Are you okay with that?
Because I'm not in love with anyone at the moment, I will say no.
Because you don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not gonna... If I'm at a clean slate, I'm not gonna choose someone who makes less money than me. But like, if I'm already in love with someone, and like we grew up together or some shit, and we graduated at the same time, like we work at different jobs, and then he happens to make less money, maybe that's okay. But now that I'm also working, and I can choose someone who is also working, it depends. Like, maybe he has a dream, you know?
Yeah, like, what if he's trying to become an actor?
Ooh.
But like, it's not working. But he's like, I'm not gonna give up.
Oh shit. See, I think those people should not be in a relationship. Like, they're not at a stage where they can like support someone else.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, not only financially, but I don't think they're mentally able to support someone else or like have someone else in their life as well, because they're chasing their dreams, and if they're so serious about it, that that is what they should be focused on. And they can look for a relationship once they are
successful.
Yeah,
true,
is my opinion.
Yeah, true,
but
true.
I know there's a lot of like couples where the husband was not famous at all, like he was in a band, like a boy band, and then he became really famous after they got married or something.
Yeah, I know that
happens, so I can't say, but for now
it's a no.
It's a no.
Yeah, it's a no.
Yeah, it's a no. Okay, this is something. It's a no for me. Always. But okay, so I wouldn't say he's a 3, but I would say he's like a 7.
Okay.
He's regular. Yeah. Okay, I would say what he lacks in is his looks.
Okay.
He's not good looking.
Okay.
That is his flaw.
So okay? He's what, a three?
Do you think he's a three if he's not good looking, even if he has a good personality? Okay, let me just put it this way. He's ugly, but he smells really good. Are you okay with that?
No. I don't think that changes anything. Like, I don't think smell, like, smell is a very, very important factor.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it has that much power to make someone look good.
Like, you can tell that he's very clean.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, his outfits are really nice, too. Like, it gives him really clean vibes.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And you know that he takes care of himself. Yeah. But he's just not good looking.
Yeah. I mean, there are people, I feel like, who can win with their vibes.
Yeah, yeah. You
know? Like, they look good looking because they're vibey.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, even though they're not actually good looking.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it depends on that, but I don't know. I don't think I can.
So looks over smell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then let's imagine the other way around. He's very good looking, but he smells like shit. Dude,
that's a fucking turn off. I would be like, who do you think you are? Oh, you think you're so cool because you look so good. Do you smell like shit? I would be mad. I would be frustrated.
Would you?
No. I mean, like, okay, if he was playing sports or he came from a really hot place or something, I understand. Like, he's sweating like shit. But if he always smells, like, if he has, like, that specific smell of, like, an animal.
Oh, my God.
Like, I can't.
I'm thinking more like a...
Like a sweat?
Yeah, like yeah. A sour.
Yeah, oh, my God. That's the worst. As much as looks... win over smell, it also, like, bad smell defeats everything.
Yeah, true.
Like, that's the worst thing that could ever happen.
Isn't
to
that
anyone
weird though? We're saying that a bad smell defeats everything.
Yeah,
but good smell doesn't
defeat everything.
Yeah that's weird.
It's because you're uncomfortable with a bad smell. Anything that makes us uncomfortable. He's a 10, but he only washes his towel and sheets once a month. Not only the bed sheets, but, like, towels. Like,
yeah. Why?
Like, he does...
Why do you have to make it so hard for me?
Like, he has all of this specific laundry day.
Okay, and that's annoying. That's so annoying. Why does he have to have a specific date?
Like, every first Sunday is when he does his laundry.
Okay, what, like, turns me off is, like, when guys have, like, these, like, specific rules set within them.
So annoying.
And, like, it has to, like, be that way.
Because they've lived with it for so long,
that's
right?
So
they can't
annoying.
Change.
Like, if you have, like, those kinds of things, but you're still flexible.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you need to wash yours today. That's fine. We can all do it together.
Mm.
He's like, no, I have to do it on the fourth Sunday every month. Like, dude, calm down. Like.
Oh my god, I have a good one.
Okay,
he's a 10.
Yeah,
but he eats with his mouth open. he chews with noise.
Good.
God damn it,
that's like so weird because, like, you're eating with him.
Yeah,
and, like, he's so pretty.
Yeah,
but then he's like, right?
Yeah,
that's like mine freaking no.
It's like, he's a 10, so he's good looking.
Yeah.
He's just really loud.
That's so annoying.
That's so annoying.
That's such a big turn off, though.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's a no.
That's a no.
He's a 10, but he doesn't like social media, so he doesn't have any social media.
Isn't that a good thing?
He doesn't like getting information online, so he only reads books.
Oh, my God. He's one of those.
So whenever you bring anything up that you found from the internet, he'll be like, no.
That's not true.
Yeah.
Fucking annoying. God. All these guys. But he's good looking, right?
Yeah, he's good looking. And I guess he's smart because he reads.
True.
But he despises social media.
Does he despise people who use social media?
I mean,
at this point, you really can't hate people who use social media because that's like 99% of the population. But
I guess he's like looking down on people.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like there are... Like, actually people like that.
Who look down.
Yeah, on people who use social media.
Yeah.
I feel like that I could live with.
Really?
Mm.
I don't think I could.
That'll be so annoying.
Like, he has to be really good looking, though. Like, he needs to be, like, a 15, not a 10.
It's so annoying.
It's so annoying. It's like, all of these things, they're just really annoying, you know?
Wait, what if he's a 10, but he's short? Could you?
But that wouldn't make him a 10, would it? I could not.
He's a 10 in every other factor.
I could not. Like, how short? Like, my height?
Yeah.
No. No, I can't. Since high school, I've been saying I want to date someone tall.
Yeah.
And since high school, I've been dating a short guy. So, like, I seriously need to get over this freaking karma. I have nothing against short guys. They are amazing. They are wonderful. But everyone has types, you know. And my type is tall guys. Believe it or not. So. Same.
I wouldn't say they're attractive because they're short.
Mm.
But, like, I like it when... I don't know how to put this. It's not that bad.
Yeah.
If they're like, they have like a whole vibe going on, like a really cool vibe going on.
Yeah.
And they seem really, really like edgy.
Yeah.
But then they're really soft and short. So they're like kind of cute.
Still a no. Maybe as a friend or like a brother.
I can work with that because when I say short, I don't mean my height. Like maybe like a little taller than me.
A little taller?
No, like, maybe, like, plus 10.
that is not considered short.
Plus 10 of me.
Plus 5. Okay, plus 10, true.
Yeah.
It's pretty short.
Yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes I do think, I don't know if this is correct, but I feel like a lot of tall guys, they're, like, cocky for some reason. Because they're tall. And they, like...
That's so annoying.
Look down on you always. So they feel so like they're annoying. Superior. See, that's also a no. So I'm not saying all short guys a no, and I'm not saying all tall guys a yes.
Yeah.
But as a preference.
Okay, let's end on one last good one. I don't know if this is a good one, but he's a 10, but he has a criminal record.
What kind of criminal record? Like murder? Murder, drugs, or robbing a bank?
All three.
Shit.
Okay, which one? Is there any that you would say okay to?
No, because I would have to hide that to all my friends and families. And I don't want a relationship where there is always a secret.
Yeah, true.
And like maybe if he's like really open about it, and he's like able to talk about his past.
Yeah.
But not murder. Definitely not murder. But
could you imagine dating someone with a...
And find out
that
he murdered someone
Isn't
before?
Isn't that gonna scare the crap out of you?
Dude, I'm gonna run for my life.
Right?
I'm gonna be like, oh, that's okay, babe. Like, I accept you. And then I'm gonna run. That is so scary.
Yeah.
But I think it's because I've watched like too many films about it.
You never know why he killed that person, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
so, ne?
There might have been, I wouldn't say there's a valid reason as to why you killed that person, but what if it's like...
Self-defense. Self-defense, I think it's fine.
Self-defense is fine. But I mean, maybe like his mom was raped by this man.
Ah.
And you had a really, really long grudge against the man.
Mm-hmm. I will accept him as a person. I just don't want to date him. He's got too many bros and too many baggage. Literally, no offense. Like, I am open to being his friend.
I guess it really, like, tests the limits.
Yeah.
As to where this person can go when he is angry.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is scary.
Yeah. That's what I will think about when someone says they have a criminal record.
Mm.
Like, do they have anger management issues? Mm. Like, that's my number one concern. Like, is he gonna hit me?
Yeah.
I don't want to be hit by a man.
So that's a no.
No.
Okay, it's a no, guys. What do you guys think?
What do you guys think of all the guys that we just introduced?
Well, that was fun.
It was all no for us. I mean, obviously,
Was it all no?
I think so.
My God.
Maybe porn.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. That sounds so much more fine than any of the other ones we talked about.
I know, right? Like, please watch porn.
Stay. It's not even innocent, but like,
It
sounds innocent.
It sounds so innocent. But yeah, I mean, obviously, there's no one perfect.
Yeah.
We're not perfect, but it's just like those little.
Yeah. But this is nothing serious. It's just a fun game that we wanted to play. So don't take it too seriously. I hope you guys enjoyed it.
Yeah. I mean, I might end up dating a really short guy next. Never know. Yeah. So
never know.
Never know. Thank you so much for listening.
See you guys next week.
Bye. Bye.